Austin Brown, are you there?
Yes, sir.
First off, sir, thank you for coming on to this podcast.
You bet.
Four interceptions last week. Man, when I listened to that game on the radio, all I kept hearing was Austin Brown, another interception. Austin Brown, another interception. Man, some people were comparing your performance to like a Stephon Gilmore or a Darrell Revis performance. Could you tell that you were starting to frustrate their quarterback a little bit?
I mean, that's something I didn't really pay attention to be honest. I was just doing my own thing.
I could tell, like, a lot of people underestimated this team from the start of the season. And you guys have gotten really, really hot, like, this last, like, few weeks. Like, ever since the Albany game. And I've seen, like, Greg Tipper's already – he's already made his pick to pick Mark. But what do you want to say to the critics that think that Mark's just going to have an easy game against the Hamlin Pied Pipers?
I just want to say that we're going to bring it all and we're going to do what we can do to come out on top, and hopefully it'll work. We got a good game plan, and I know that my teammates and myself are all going to give it our all, and we got a whole bunch of heart, and I think we can come out on top.
Who would you say is your biggest mentor in football?
Probably my dad.
Have you thought about college yet? Have you thought about anything like what you're going to do for college, if you're going to major for college yet? Have you thought about any colleges yet? Have you been accepted to any colleges yet?
No, sir. I've thought about maybe going to Tarleton or Tech, or maybe even just starting at like a small community college or something like that, just to get some basics out of the way and figure out what I want to do.
This team is really, really close. Like I've told people, like I can only compare this team to like what I've seen from the Holly Bearcats this year, from as far as like closeness, as far as a team unit. What keeps you guys motivated to keep that team ethic going?
For one, I think it's just the love for each other and the love for the game. Like, when we're out there on the field, we just know that we got each other's backs no matter what, and we're going to do what we can to come out on top, and everyone's going to do their job and take care of what they can to make sure we get it done.
You're literally 3 days away, man, from probably the biggest game, AT&T Stadium. How does that feel, man, to be representing the Jones County, well, the last team from the big country?
It feels awesome just to be able to represent, and it being our first year to ever go to state as for Hamlin. And then it's cool being a senior and it being the way that I'm going to end my football season.
How cool is it for you, man, when you have like the little Pipers come up to you and say, man, when I grow up, I want to be a player just like you. I want to grow up and I want to play for the Pipers just like you, Austin.
It's really awesome, and it's just – it kind of motivates me, and I know it motivates some of the other guys just to do better and just be a leader and just show the kids what it's like being a Pied Piper.
Everybody elaborates on how great of a coach Lucas is. Man, Coach Lucas, I had him my 7th and 8th grade year. He had just started – he was an offensive line coach then. Explain to the people what makes Coach Lucas such an amazing coach.
The thing, what I like most about Coach Lucas is he's not just in it for football. He loves all of us kids, and he does what he can to just make us better men as well as great football players.
What would you like to say, man, to all the people who keep doubting the Pipers every week?
Man, I just want to say we love the hate. We love the hate. Show the haters what's up. And we just pretty much it's just motivates us to do better when people are talking down.
That's what I've told people. I said, hey man, you guys are just fueling the fire for like I even like I texted Greg Tipper today and I told him, I said, I hope you know every week that you've picked against Hamlin, Hamlin has went out and smashed whoever that you have picked to beat them. So you're picking Mart. I told him, I said, all you're doing is fueling the fire, and they love the hate that you're giving them. You're just giving them more motivation to go prove you wrong.
Yes, sir.
I'm gonna go ahead and end this podcast, Austin. I usually end it with I'll let you give a shout out and a thank you to anybody you want to talk to. So the floor is all yours, Austin.
Shout out to the boys, my teammates. I love them.
There you guys go, man. That's Austin Brown, man. Thank you so much for being on this podcast, man.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.